This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The head of the United Nations said this spring that what follows COVID-19 must be a new economy. On a regular basis here, we're hearing from people with big ideas for putting the economy not back to where it was before the pandemic, but for making it work for more people. Today, in our Reimagining the Economy project, a proposal to eliminate unemployment. If someone wants a job, they can get one from the government to do important work, not just during big crises like the Great Depression, but all the time. I spoke to Pavlina Chernova, an associate professor of economics at Bard College and author of the forthcoming book, The Case for a Job Guarantee.
Instead of doing direct employment programs as crisis resolution policies, we can put in place a policy framework. Well, that will be a permanent tool in the toolkit of policymakers. Even when the economy is doing well, if there are folks looking for work, the public sector can provide public service employment opportunities that are good, well-paid for those who need them.
Can we afford it? I mean, you know, a massive ongoing program to keep people employed on the government tab, on the taxpayer tab. I know interest rates are low, but it will have a cost.
Well, the cost is real. The cost is not doing anything and allowing mass unemployment and all of the associated social and economic costs. We just passed a $2.2 trillion CARES Act budget. That is large and unprecedented by any standards. So we can certainly pass a budget to create, for example, a jobs guarantee that would employ, you know, 20 million people to the tune of $500, $600 billion.
And the private sector could learn to pay more because it would be competing for workers. And we start to see a bit of it at quote-unquote full employment.
The private sector either hires from a pool of unemployed or hires from a pool of employed. Private firms don't like to hire the unemployed. They prefer to poach from competitors. They prefer people who have work, who have smaller gaps in their resumes. So the job guarantee will provide that on-the-job training, education, experience. Now, if the argument is that we should have permanent unemployment so that private firms should have the right to pay below living wages or maybe even poverty wages and use the threat of unemployment to create working conditions that are not desirable, then maybe that's the world we need to leave behind.
Pavlina Chernova is a professor of economics at Bard College and is also at the Levy Economic Institute at Bard. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.